课外练习
Extra text for practice
第一篇
Passage 1
汉英交替口译
Chinese English alternating interpretation Listen to the recording and interpret the following dialogue alternatively into English and Chinese
加拿大传播学专家马歇尔·麦克卢汉一生中从未碰过个人电脑麦克卢汉于1979年逝世。他对媒体的研究以及他对人们和社会的影响至今仍发挥着作用。美国高科技专家保罗·列文森与麦克卢汉教授相识。他在自己所著的《数字化的麦克卢汉：进入信息化千年的引导者》一书中探讨了麦克卢汉对媒体的研究以及他对大众和社会的影响。以下是对保罗·列文森的一次采访。列文森先生，你在所著的《数字化的麦克卢汉：进入信息化千年的引导者》一书中探讨了马歇尔·麦克卢汉对媒体的研究以及他对大众和社会的影响。麦克卢汉教授是一位来自加拿大的通讯专家，一生中他从未碰过个人电脑，可他为什么会是一名如此重要的人物呢？
He did his writing in the decades of 1950s through 1970s, and those decades, of course, were the first years of television. He was the first thinker to really look at television as something that had a serious impact upon our society.Interestingly, although he was writing about television, an enormous amount of what he said has even more applicability to the internet age. For example, he said that television was turning the world into a global village. What he meant by that is that when everyone watches the same thing on the television screen, that group which is watching the television program is a community of sorts.It's like the people in a village all hearing and seeing the same thing. In contrast, now in the new millennium, when people communicate on the web and through the internet, they are not only doing and hearing and seeing the same thing, they are also participating, communicating among each other. So the notion of village becomes much more meaningful and real in our digital age.
所不同的是电视是一种单向的媒体而因特网是双向的。
That's right. There is the crucial difference right there. Most media in the 20th century, in fact, all of the major media of the 20th century, radio, motion pictures, television, were and are like newspapers and books. One-way media.The telephone, which of course was invented in 1876, is a two-way medium.But it is a two-way personal medium. There is nothing public, or there shouldn't be much public, about a telephone conversation. What makes the internet so different is that it is public, but it is also interactive and two-way.
我们怎样来确保我们所拥有的是一个地球村，而不是一个国际贫民窟呢？因为因特网可能有危险。一说起村庄，我就想到这是一个友好的地方。而因特网并不是一个不折不扣的友善之地，是吗？
The village itself we might think of as being friendly, but even with traditional villages, I'm sure a fair share of villages had one or two psychotic persons. So the internet is really a magnification of human life. So unsurprisingly, yes, there are some nutcases on the internet.There are hackers and other types of criminals on the internet, and we do have to work hard to be aware of those problems and do what we can to keep them in check. At the same time, we have to resist the temptation of turning the internet into a police state or into an arena where the rights and freedoms that we enjoy offline are curtailed online in the interest of keeping it safe. There was always that sort of balance. Yes,We want it to be safe, but yes, we also want it to be free.
马歇尔·麦克卢汉看到了一个人人都能成为出版者的时代。他指的是复印机。 今天我们有了因特网，它能使每个人都成为出色的出版者，但不是编辑。人人都是出版者，但周围却没有编辑，难道这不是一个问题吗？
The traditional value of the editor is in some way to stimulate and vouch for the quality of the publication. Yes, there is a concern that anyone can put anything on a web page, there is no safeguard for the quality. But on the other hand, and there is always another hand, I think the reason why McLuhan celebrated first the Xerox, allowing every author to be a publisher, and why...I'm now so pleased that the web is even expanding and amplifying, is that there is also a danger of editors keeping out of the mixed things that are good. What the web does is that it removes the middleman and allows the creator to communicate directly with his or her audience, and on balance, I think that's a good thing. There will be more trash available, but...there will also be more treasure that would otherwise be hidden from public view.